Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Donald Trump orders that the Department of Education must begin closing. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, the Department of Education was created by President Jimmy Carter in 1979. However, we have not seen any improvement in education, any improvement in math or history or English or any other scores from students. So I don't think the Department of Education is really educating anyone.
Well, we have seen some movement. I wouldn't say improvement, but we have seen some movement, and that is other nations are actually climbing the ladder above the United States.
And that's not the movement we want.
No, that's not the movement we want. But since 1979, if you go back to 1979, America was at the top rankings of education in all these different areas worldwide. Then the Department of Education is formed by Jimmy Carter. And from that time to the present, there has been a continual decline of education, and the United States continually slips behind and follows down the chain from the rest of the world.
And, you know, I think it's appropriate. And now he wants to put it back to the states. So each state is responsible for education, and ultimately, each parent, each family is responsible for the education of their children. But it's not going to be just him. I mean, this is a great start, but it's going to take the action of Congress to follow through.
So the DOE has spent more than $3 trillion since its inception in 1979 without improving student achievement on standardized test scores. In fact, despite the ever-increasing per-student spending over that period, the U.S. students still ranked 28th out of 37 top international countries in math.
So what have they spent $3 trillion on?
You know, it's bureaucracy. It's wokeness. We are asking members of Congress to follow Donald Trump's lead and to vote against and dismantle, shut down the Department of Education. Now you say, well, how's that going to hurt education?
Mm-mm.
It's not. It's going to help education.
Yeah, I love the fact that President Trump assigned Secretary of Education Linda McMahon to head this organization, and he told her, I want you to work yourself out of a job.
Yeah. So this was created by, it was under Jimmy Carter and passed in 1979. Remember, Carter ran against Ronald Reagan in 1980. Remember, we were in the worst phase of American history where gas prices were soaring, interest rates were 18 to 20%. We had gas lines, we had the Iran issue, we had the Iranian hostages. You remember the election between Carter and Ronald Reagan, and it was on the day of the inauguration where Ronald Reagan actually began to speak, and just before he did, the hostages were finally released. Mm. So that's the era, and this is the Jimmy Carter parting shot. 1979, he pushes the Department of Ed. Now, why does he push the Department of Ed? Why? Because he wanted to placate the national education unions to get votes in his race against President Ronald Reagan. And he thought that that would be a great thing for them. They would love him. All these educational unions would love him, and he is going to be the standard bearer for education. So he created this federal bureaucracy. So when I went to high school, I graduated from high school in 74. There was no Department of Education. There was no federal Department of Education. It was on the state and local level. So everything worked pretty well back then. And in fact, standards were much higher back then. Then the DOE comes into effect, 1979. And what happens is lots of spending from the federal government, taxes increase, spending goes on the Department of Education, $3 trillion since 1979. Then they start to get bigger and they start to become more bureaucratic and they start to then require certain things of the state with regards to education. They push their wokeness and they target schools, like for example, Within the last 2 years, they targeted the largest Christian universities in the country, mm-hmm. Grand Canyon University, and then they also targeted Liberty University with these enormous fines. And if you look at the amount of fines, I think in the case of Grand Canyon, it was $37 million or so in fines that they assessed, the largest ever.
Wow.
Compare that to the Sandusky, the Jerry Sandusky sexual abuse case in Pennsylvania. You remember that fiasco? $2.9 million. $2.9 million for ongoing sexual abuse that they knew about, that they hid because of their sports. The DOE comes in, $2.9 million fine. Grand Canyon gets nearly a $40 million fine. They did the same thing to Liberty University. And clearly there is an attempt to target other Christian schools. This is a ideologically driven, weaponized bureaucracy that dumbs down education.
Well, you know, and during the Biden administration, the reading and math scores fell to their lowest in 30 years. However, they spent $3.9 billion, with a B, in cost and more than 4 million hours on diverting teaching efforts to entrenching radical ideologies and progressive social experiments. Just what children need to know.
And that 4.2 million hours is in paperwork.
Yes.
So they required certain paperwork to
just
be
what these
out.
Children need, right?
And that's what they needed to do, is divert the teachers to fill out this paperwork regarding their radical ideology and divert them from their teaching.
They can't read, they can't do math. Probably history as well also goes in that boat. But yeah, they're learning about pronouns and how you can, quote unquote, change your gender and all that garbage.
The DOE doesn't educate anyone, the White House noted, but rather it controls American education through its unaccountable bureaucracy of federal programs using taxpayer dollars. This approach, the White House said in a statement, has failed millions of parents, students, and teachers. Instead of a bloated federal system that burdens schools with regulations and paperwork, states should be empowered to expand educational freedom and opportunity for all families, the White House said in a statement. So this is a great move. Obviously, President Trump cannot totally dismantle the Department of Education, but he can reduce it to its very bare minimum staffing and funding.
So we need to reach out to Congress and encourage them to pass this, to abolish the DOE. So support what President Trump has started. They need to finish it.
And there's bills already in the U.S. House and Senate to abolish the DOE. It's a House H.R. Bill 899 in the House. It proposes to terminate the DOE by December 31, 2026. The Senate's version, 5384, Returning Education to Our States Act, would disperse many of the DOE's functions and programs to other federal agencies. As someone who's a former dean of a law school, we've had to deal with, and also who's worked with higher education, as well as K-12, we've had to deal with the Federal Department of Education. And I can tell you that it is a mess, and it is a regulatory burden that doesn't benefit anyone.
But taxpayers have been paying for it since 1979.
So all this money and all this bureaucracy can be wiped out, and then any additional, you know, remaining funds, which we'd have a lot, those can be back to the state and local level, and parents need to have educational choice. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm part of a number of chat groups for some different programs with regards to educational scholarships. And I am amazed at the innovation and the creativity of parents who are educating their children in parent-directed education. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the current model of education, DOE or otherwise, is an outdated model that puts everybody in the same cookie-cutter template. You start at the same time, you end at the same time. You only have a certain amount of time for a course. Whether you need more time, doesn't matter. Whether you don't need as much time, doesn't matter. All of that continues to really dumb down our system. We need total education reform. We start by abolishing the Department of Education, mm-hmm. returning education to the state and local level, and this is critical because we can't just have a government bureaucracy on the state level, providing education choice for parents so that parents can be able to direct the education of their children.
And financial incentives for those parents to do so.
Yeah, and so, for example, you know, in the state situation, you know, a lot of people are locked into their school system because they don't have any other financial ability. We're all paying taxes for these government schools that are not performing well, frankly. Parents need to be able to have the choice to be able to select a course for their child that best suits them. That's why we created Covenant Journey Academy, to be able to do that and make a very specialized course for individual students and parents. People need choices. The more choices, the better education. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.